Hello, dear viewers. Here I am on Market Street, Oxford. That's Jesus College, Oxford, on that side. And here is the Covered Market, established 1774. So things have changed so much here. These benches have only been here for a couple of years. That Wagamama, I remember it was Bar Oz when I first came in, an Australian place. And obviously these phone boxes no longer have telephones, often function as an unofficial urinal. But anyway, above there you can see the coat of arms of Oxford, the ox fording the river. It says 1897, although it's been here much longer than that, this covered market. This gate is in that year. But actually, the etymologists say it's not ox fording a river, it's really from ossia ford, ossia being water in Anglo-Saxon languages. So here we go. Now, you can close at 5 o'clock most days. It used to be open on Sundays, but pleasingly, it does open its doors on Sundays and fairly early as well, today being a Sunday. All these people queuing up for some guest baker for some cakes, which must be exceedingly delectable. They're willing to wait so long. The Teardrop. And there's this very, very tiny pub here that's not been there for that many years. Okay. And some businesses have been here for quite a few years. So I do like the way it's all very boutique. They're not chains. I wonder if they insist it that way. So there's no heating. It's not like a shopping centre. And that's why it's a bit chilly come winter time. Look, Gulp Fiction, an allusion to Pulp Fiction. More local craft beer. And here, it looks a bit like Timpson's, but it's not. It's an individual business. And then they're mending your shoes and such, like carving keys or copying keys. Okay, so selling Oxford University kitsch souvenirs. There's shops all over or can sell this sort of stuff. And crystals for New Age morons, crystal spirit, right? And look at all these novelty socks, Henry VIII. Who's this chap? I recognize him, the various flags. Princess Diana, yeah. How tawdry. Will I am Shakespeare, the rowers, the corgis. Okay, we're doomed, that bloke from Dad's Army. And then the Wolfhound. What on earth do they sell here in the Wolfhound? Oh, sorry, Woolhound. Forgive me, I can't read. Okay, wool if you're sewing things or whatnot. All right, so maybe you get the idea. Okay, and an eatery serving croissant, baked potatoes, little paninis, sandwiches, tiffin, yeah, toffee cakes. And then there's the Varsity Club, which is up here. And that's off towards the High Street. God, my memory's filling up. I'm going to have to delete stuff off the Varsity Club. The Varsity Club being up here. I've never been up, actually. Varsity being another word for university. So you cut the turn the E to an A, cut off the uni of that. And it's on the roof, a little roof garden there. Give you some idea what it's like up there. So I would like to go up, I mean, especially in fine weather. Okay? So giving you a good view over central Oxford. Remember, there used to be a photo booth here for your thingy photos, your passport photos, bumping into Cassie Williams here all those years ago. She was working with World Jewish Aid after Green Egyptology last time I saw, serving milkshakes and whatnot here. Gelato, as in Italian for frozen ice cream. I just think there's extra sugar. How are they so slender? Well, that's because Italiane have a balanced diet, gelato and cigarettes. Okay. I had my follicles trimmed there once by a red-haired North Briton who said Scots was a very strange language. Look, Ben's Cookies, the very first shop of Ben's Cookies, been going since at least 2000. I remember trying to get them to advertise in the Oxford Union term card. They said no. The old chap said running, he said he didn't need it, and they got shops all over. They got them with a lot of foot traffic. They got them in Dubai. They got them Oxford Street. And these ones, so it's a business model and there's always a queue. They're always busy. God, they're about £1 each when I first came along. You can get, 10 for the price of 8 kind of thing. Wow. Delectable, but, you know, not very good for the waistline. This jewellery shop, okay. Well, when I'm buying an engagement ring, I know where to go. And
yeah,
so on.
I think it's more in something.
Didn't notice you could park bikes. They're off to the High Street as well. So... William Morris, the socialist artist, writer, furniture maker from Oxford. Oh, it's an ice cream parlour, but they're selling various other items, books and so on. Ah, William Morris, okay. Look at his plant motifs. and they used to sell t-shirts like there was natural blonde, slowly a pregnant t-shirt and so on. Okay. I thought of buying the latter for my girlfriend at the time, but she wasn't best pleased as she wasn't actually pregnant. Maybe she thought I was trying to tell her something. Look at all that. Selling chockies. Okay, so more goodies. Cat truffles. Well, I'm not keen on cats, but I'll have the truffles. Okay, so all sorts of sweets and goodies to treat yourself with, and all these rubbish rings. And what on earth, space store selling stuff to do with outer space? So if you're a spaceman, you can buy your spacesuit there. All right, that's it. Used and broken phones. And pots for your plants. Wow, I could sell my old dud phones there. The social tap, a tiny brewery bakery over there. This is the central area. So picnic tables, wherever you buy your tucky, you can have here. Who Lebanese wraps, Rosanna. That's relatively new. So I do like their small family-owned businesses. Things are unique, some character, some individuality. The whole place is not overly homogenized. Corporate cakes, yet more things, you've got a sweet tooth. And Brown's Cafe. There's a rather smart restaurant in Oxford on St. Giles called Brown's. This one's completely Brown's. Run by a Portuguese couple. Well, it was originally, who came here in the 70s. And their daughter and son, like one, and so the daughter and son are still running it. So that's it. Auto models, as in cars. So it's a greasy spoon, but you can't go wrong. I've partaken of their tucker on many an occasion. It's unpretentious, filling, tasty, and not too pricey. So you see some of the goodies they have on offer. There's nothing distinctively Portuguese about the provender that they proffer up. Okay. So, I always find watching these back, I always go a bit too fast. I've seen it, but you've never seen it before. So there, that's out towards Market Street again. And this is a bit of a crossroads here in the covered market. Hot pies from David John, okay. So now you see what I'm talking about. And then these people all here queuing up for things from the bakery. And perhaps won't, but, and then look, some rather pucker men's clothing. The tweed suits, plus fours, no doubt. Leather lace-up shoes, flat caps. For the country gent, silk ties, not my aesthetic. Yeah, I'm very dressed down. My God. Victim of his own success, the thing behind me. So what they have to offer, well, they really never need another pair of shoes. Got like, you know, 12 pairs of foot gear. Morning suit. God. 400 quid and that's a reduction. Reminds me, I'm going to wear my morning suit trousers on ordinary days in the winter, because otherwise I paid like at least 100 quid for them and I almost never wear them. So that's towards Corn Market, the main pedestrian street in the whole city. And here we are back at St. Jesus College over there. We're on Market Street right now. And there's the public lavatory. So that is the covered market. Well, goodbye from the covered market. I hope you've liked your whistle stop tour of the covered market. And now you know what it is like. Okay, so make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, George Callahan at 79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.